WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It will be several days before Bryan Fire investigators determine what sparked a fire at a city electric generating unit, resulting in three injuries. BTU Group Manager David Worley says the maintenance workers were doing a test run on a generator that had been offline for maintenance.
I don't know that I would characterize it as an explosion, but it was an electrical arcing that took place at transmission voltage, which is a very high electrical voltage.
The sparks and resulting fire left one of three employees with injuries serious enough that they were flown to a burn center in Houston. The others were treated at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center. No traffic signals during the afternoon commute and no electricity for up to 75 minutes took place Tuesday in College Station. 21,000 customers tied to three electric substations lost power. College Station Utility says the cause is still under investigation. A suspected transformer failure at the Greens Prairie substation on Old Arrington Road began the outage. The failure expanded to two other substations. For 10 years, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has held an annual tribute luncheon honoring local service. This year's recipients, Caroline and retired Judge Tom McDonald, were recognized at a luncheon Tuesday. Among the speakers was a close friend of Caroline McDonald and Wyatt.
When speaking about the McDonalds, it's always Caroline and Tom in the same breath. They are such a loving and devoted couple and do everything as a team. You call for one and you usually get both, whether you want it that way or not. It's very refreshing to me to know that there's still couples like that that still exist.
The Community Foundation currently manages assets of more than $2 million and generates more than $90,000 each year in grants for local nonprofits and scholarships. Bryan Police has posted a video of a woman accused of passing bad checks. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect has gone to retailers in the Twin Cities, Brenham, and Fairfield.
So we're asking that if anyone can look at that video, share that video, let's spread the word and see if we can get her identified. And there's contact information there on that post on who to contact if you do recognize her.
McKeithen reminds store clerks to pay attention when handling customer checks and, if store policy allows, to fingerprint customers. You can see the video on our website at WTAW.com. A former Madisonville policeman will be on probation for the next 5 years after he was found guilty of having drugs planted in his ex-wife's vehicle during a custody dispute. Last week, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted Jeffrey Covington of retaliation in a trial that was moved from Madison County. On Monday, Covington reached an agreement with prosecutors. In addition to probation, Covington will serve 30 days in jail and give up his peace officer's license. Prosecutors dropped charges of drug possession and official oppression. Covington also gave up custody of his two children. Motorists in College Station have two advisories today. More construction is taking place at University in Texas. Eastbound traffic won't be able to make a right turn onto southbound Texas. And Thursday and Friday, freeway traffic going south won't be able to exit at Barron Road, and the on-ramp from southbound Texas will be closed. It's part of the ongoing bridge expansion at Rock Prairie. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 11th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 2nd for golf at Traditions. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Blue Line Rentals, Jack Hillier Distributing, Janice Buchanan, Valic Financial Advisor, Commerce National Bank, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 7:10. Good morning. That's us. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-8 Service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home from work, Unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278.
For today, lots of sunshine can be expected. Temperatures during this afternoon mostly averaging in the middle 70s. For tonight, it's clear. And on the cool side overnight, down between 46 and 50 by early Thursday morning. Another fine day for Thursday with mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures mostly in the mid-70s, falling down to the low 50s on Thursday night. And then partly sunny and a bit warmer Friday, back up to 75 to 80. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where Aggie baseball heaped it on the Texas State Bobcats last night. A&M softball wraps up their regular season this afternoon with a doubleheader, and they'll play a few more towards the end of the week. Plus, the whole Adam Silver Commissioner Donald Sterling nightmare is finally, hopefully, put to rest.
Oh, it isn't either. Oh, no. Oh,
I said no. Hopefully.
No, no. So let's, that's coming up in sports.
Yes, now, it is. Thank you.
You know, and that's fine. I understand that there's a group of people who applaud this, say this is the thing to do. There's other camps out there. And among those would include the very opinionated Mark Cuban. Mark's always willing to really weigh in on all sorts of stuff. And this was certainly no exception. And I guess it does bring up the question, can you actually force this guy to sell a company that he owns? I mean, and I'm not saying that what he said was right at all. I think
it's safe to say all three of us have zero defense for what this guy said.
Sure, right. And not trying to defend it. But Let's talk about the penalty first. Okay. Can you force him to sell a team that he owns? The owners will have to vote on that, and it'll take a three-quarters vote to force him to sell the Clippers. Now, I'm going to bet that the owners will want that to be a secret vote.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, okay? Now, look, all these people are uber-rich. They don't live in the same world we do. Understand that. But I'm thinking that they are going to say to their commissioner, because after all, they hired him, we're going to keep this secret, okay? And just let's just go from there. But Mark Cuban is saying that this is a slippery slope.
Yes, it is.
He said it reflects a question raised by one reporter who wondered whether someone should lose their team when the remarks that are shared are private. Whether or not these remarks were initially shared in private, they are now public. They represent his views. That's what Silver said. But should that kind of talk be actionable? And the next question when it comes to that is, what if it's someone other than an owner? What if it's the assistant general manager? What if it's a player? What if they say things that are objectionable? And again, no matter what, he didn't break any laws. You may not like what he said, but he didn't break any laws. So how does that become actionable? And he's an attorney, okay? He gets it. Elgin Baylor was his general manager, tried to sue him for age discrimination when he was let go, and Elgin Baylor lost the lawsuit. So I think he's kind of got something that he can stand on when it comes to that. ESPN's Jason Whitlock wrote, if TMZ plans to make Pillow Talk public, and the standard is set that it is actionable, it won't be long before a parade of athletes join Sterling on Ignorance Island. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, Rush was talking about it yesterday, and he said that everybody in the world knew that this guy was a racist pig.
Okay.
It was just that was part of the talk when they would play golf with other rich people in California. So it was no surprise. He's got the track record that goes back forever with the NAACP now going, oh, no, but wait a minute, you've given us enough money, so we're going to make you our man of the year. So it's not like any of this is a surprise. It's just out in public.
Yeah.
And that's where it's all gone downhill.
Well, and you know, part of the, what's his, Stephen A. Smith, is that the guy's name on ESPN?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I saw him yesterday, and I
like him.
I
don't know what he said yesterday. Generally, I like Stephen A.
It's point counterpoint. He gets on there with Skip Bayless, and they, you know, they banter back and forth. But one of the things that he said was, One of the biggest problems here is that the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP decided to give this guy an award. He said that's an embarrassment right there that needs to be fixed.
Well, it was the second lifetime.
It was the second one.
And he says, you know, if the name of their organization is for the advancement of colored people, and they give this guy an award, then they got some splaining to do, as Ricky Ricardo used to say.
Well, silence is for sale.
Any kind of presumption of privacy in today's technological world is just completely asinine.
And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. The other portion of that. What you must do now is you must believe, just assume that you have no privacy, no matter what the situation is, that it's going to be, could be recorded, video or audio or both. With that said, yesterday the Supreme Court heard the oral arguments in a case that does reach into just about every American's pocket or purse, and that has to do with your phone. Hello?
Hey, I think you have to ask the question, given his history that was very public. Someone today is going to buy the team for far less than they would have 10 days ago.
Okay, now, and that's the next thing. That's the next thing. What he will then do, I believe, is he will sue the NBA or make them supplement him, because you can go out, Forbes or any number of places, they can give you a ballpark figure as to what these sports franchises are worth. And I don't know, let's say $700 million, just so we got a number to work with. Okay, so if it has to be done on a fire sale and he gets $500, he's by golly going to go after the NBA because of the actions that they took against him to make up for his lost revenue. He doesn't need the money, we know that, but I have to believe that at some point somebody will have to supplement him so that he's able to get fair market value, because if you force somebody to sell something below fair market value, I think that's probably actionable in a court of law. But this other deal here, can police search cell phones without a warrant at the time of arrest? Here's the background on the case. 2009, David Riley pulled over in San Diego for driving with expired tags. Search his car, they turn up handguns. His phone was searched, and there were photos and texts on it that revealed alleged gang ties. That led the police to connect Riley to a then-recent gang shooting, which changed a potential 7-year sentence to a mandatory term for gang-related offenses of 15 years. Now, what the defense is contending is that the information taken from the phones without a warrant should not have been used against him at that trial because it was obtained in violation of the constitutional ban of unreasonable searches. So the court has for a long time allowed police to search people without a warrant when they make an arrest, again, search people, but those searches have been limited by the amount of information the individuals carry on their person. So if you are going to allow the search of a smartphone without a warrant, that allows police to search a lot of information, a lot more information than most people have at their homes. I mean, you think about that. Somebody's pulled over for speeding, literally could be then charged with additional things based on the information on their phone. Think about that over time. Think about let's say the civil rights movement. Let's say the civil rights movement happened now and someone was arrested for a peaceful protest and then their phone is taken and searched. Well, all of a sudden you're liable to be able to tie them to all sorts of other criminal activity. And that was not the purpose of them going and peacefully protesting. So, I mean, that's a pretty... You suddenly end up having a serious situation from a non-serious initial arrest. So that's what they're doing. That's why the Supreme Court gets big money. You guys got any thoughts?
I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you got no business when you arrest me getting in my phone.
Yeah. It's...
You know, unless I use my phone to do something, and you saw me do it,
right,
you got no business going in there without a search warrant.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Patrick?
It's really, at the very least, man, it's so twisted.
Well, it ends up taking you, it could end up taking you from a misdemeanor into a felonious situation.
My default, I'm like, with that, just Me? No. I don't want it to be considered at all. Right. But legally,
anyway, we'll see what happens.
I just don't think so. I think that's like they can't come into your house unless you tell them they can come in and search, unless they have a warrant.
Right.
Well, that phone is just like my house. You can't go in it.
The only thing keeping them from a piece of paper in your pocket and the same document saved on your phone is a swipe. So if it's locked, absolutely not. If they have to enter a passcode and they got to guess it, no. But what happened here is he was able to swipe and unlock, and it was right there. He had free access to the phone.
Yep.
So is the phone just a much larger digital pocket?
Well, the passcode lock is an interesting caveat in this deal, because there it isn't just openly and freely available, I guess you could say.
Correct.
Same thing as walking by and seeing something illegal through a window. That's one thing, but if the shade is pulled down, you can't reach in and lift the shade
to unlock the shade.
Right, exactly, to see what's going on behind the shade. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what they did yesterday, and it does. It has a lot of people up in arms and a lot of people who I think normally, and I think I hear that in you, Patrick, that you would be basically conservative about many things and you would want to give people an opportunity to search. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but then when it comes to a situation where they're going into somebody's phone, then that's a little bit different deal. Anyway, see how all that works out.
Well, what about you?
I think I feel the same way. I think the passcode thing is a pretty interesting
idea. Absolutely not be trumped. I mean, they would have to get a warrant to try to subvert your security measure.
Yeah.
But if you tattoo murder on your neck, I mean, you can't hide that. So is a swipe necessary? Do you need a warrant to swipe?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not even sure. Again, I don't know what happens now. I think, you know, if you get stopped, does the officer say, can I have permission to look in your phone? Do they do that?
I know in Texas, because they passed the law that said you can show your insurance on your phone, they specifically said the officer can do no other action with your phone when you show them the
document. All right, well, so we've kind of got a little precedent, a semi-precedent set, at least in Texas, as to how that goes.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, we'll finish up our serious segment with apparently, and this had to happen. The Clive and Bundy deal, okay, that's we know that, and we felt like it's been settled, but it really hasn't, because apparently now some of the militia groups are not getting along.
Oh, good.
Again, a shocker, right? Yeah. According to the Las Vegas Sun, the congressional rep for the Bunkerville, Nevada area.
What a great name, too.
It's Bunkerville. Stephen Horsford told the local sheriff that his constituents are concerned about the supporters of Bundy who are carrying weapons near local churches and schools and area roads and complaining about checkpoints that militiamen have set up to where drivers are stopped and asked to provide a proof of residency. Boy, I didn't know they could do that. I would think the police and sheriffs wouldn't want that. Sheriff's officers wouldn't want that happening. Anyway, the militiamen travel from across the country, of course, supposedly to support freedom. But there are reports that there have been friction between the different militia groups. It started last Friday when the Oath Keepers founder, Stephen Rhodes, said he had gotten some intel from a highly placed source that the Justice Department was going to launch a hot drone strike on the Bundy Ranch.
Okay.
It could happen.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's right. And while Rhodes suspected that the leak might have been deliberate misinformation designed to make the militia heroes look delusional, he decided as a precaution to evacuate all his Oath Keepers that they had stationed around the Bundy Ranch. So now for their part, the Bundy people are saying, we ain't letting any Oath Keepers back in here. They're down there in town getting hotel rooms and getting showers and gambling and eating steak dinners while we're out here on the battlefront, as he said. So.
Some rhinestone militiamen.
Oh, man. So anyhow,
wow.
I guess, again, it's not too surprising that they decided that they were going to get at odds. And,
the company we keep.
That's right. All right, 724, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 73 for a high today. About the same thing for tomorrow. Lots of sunshine out there. Unfortunately, not much chance of rain at all for the Oh, next 7 to 10 days. Low temperatures each night will cool down, and that makes it kind of pleasant. By the time we get to Saturday, we'll be up in the 80s, and then Sunday, sunshine at 84 is what we're looking at. But currently, the winds are out of the northwest at 6. We have 59% relative humidity, a chill factor out there of 51, and the air temperature is 53.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12-month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo putting $1 billion of taxpayer money on the table to help solar energy in New York. Cuomo says the cash will bring funding certainty to solar energy expansion over the next decade. And get this. Governor says that the money will help the state's solar power industry wean itself off government subsidies. How? Well, he didn't say. Now, the money is part of something called the NY Sun Initiative, run by the State Energy Research and Development Authority. The funds come from assessments on utility companies. Cuomo's office says that New York has over 400 solar power companies that employ close to 5,000 workers. Well, if the industry's that mature and healthy enough to create 400 solar companies, why is Andrew Cuomo throwing $1 billion into the kitty? There's an easy answer. Because without taxpayers footing the bill, the solar energy market would go belly up because there aren't enough people who want it or would use it without government intervention. The situation is so desperate that people who use oil and natural gas are being taxed additional dollars. The utilities are assessed to pay for this phony baloney energy scheme of liberal Democrats like Cuomo. And if he's a typical Democrat, and he is, some of these new energy companies will be Cuomo's biggest campaign donors down the road. That's how the Solyndras live and die. And new millionaires are made from taxpayer dollars. It's called crony socialism, and liberals excel at it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Marsha's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend. She put Marsha close to $100,000 in debt. Marsha ended up losing her home. Years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend attempting to get a loan in Marsha's name. With LifeLock, Marsha was able to stop this fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances. Now, Marsha found out the hard way that no one can stop all identity theft. That's why I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't think that identity theft will never happen to you. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code RUSH to get the 10% discount. That's 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Maintenance on a Bryan Power Plant electric generator resulted in a fire that sent three employees to the hospital. One was flown to a burn center in Houston, and the other two were taken to St. Joseph Regional Medical Center. BTU Group Manager David Worley says sparks flew at high voltage when a test run was starting on a generator that had been offline.
This is a combustion turbine peaking unit that we use during times of market situations where we just need more power. They were just in a process of putting it all back together and bringing it online to kind of test run and when we had the issue.
Worley says it's an extremely rare occurrence.
We go about our business for years and years, and these things don't happen. BTU has an excellent safety record, and our employees kind of put themselves out there every day, so we just ask for everybody's thoughts and prayers for the employees and their families that have been injured.
Bryan Fire investigators believe it will take several days to determine what caused the sparks that created the fire. Tuesday's afternoon commute in College Station was longer for many thanks to a power outage that covered much of the city. College Station Utilities reports the original problem was a transformer failure at the Greens Prairie substation near Tower Point on Old Arrington Road. The loss of power there caused two more substations to go down. In all, 21,000 customers were without power and many traffic signals became dark. Power started coming back in 45 minutes, and within another 30 minutes, restoration was complete. Still undetermined is what caused the original problem. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley Tuesday held its 10th tribute luncheon recognizing local volunteers. This year's honorees are Tom McDonald and his wife Caroline. A close friend of Tom McDonald, Dan Beto, called him a faithful man to his family, his vocations, and his community.
Whether it's the shade tree mechanic, the laborer toiling in the fields of the Brazos River bottom, to the university professor and the corporate executive, he can talk to them all on a meaningful level, and he can communicate that he cares about what they have to say. Through these many conversations, he is able to identify areas of need and subsequently act on them.
The retired judge reminded the audience of the real measure of life is what we leave behind after we're gone.
And in that regard, the Community Foundation is one of the entities that can do that in a very efficient and fair way.
The Community Foundation distributes more than $90,000 in grants and scholarships each year and manages assets of more than $2 million. A woman accused of using counterfeit checks at stores in at least four cities is now on video, posted by the Bryan Police Department.
From what I understand, it's Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Fairfield, Texas were all affected by the same person. It is a video of a white female, and this video is actually taking place in Target, where she purchases some items and then pays with a counterfeit check.
Officer Kelly McKeithen advises store clerks to be on the lookout when someone uses a check to buy a lot of gift cards or when the paper check doesn't feel right. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the video. If you drive in the area of University and Texas, be prepared for more construction. Eastbound traffic won't be able to make a right turn to southbound Texas today between 8:30 and 3:30. Another traffic advisory in College Station is Thursday and Friday for those headed south on the freeway. The widening of the Rock Prairie Bridge means the freeway on-ramp from Texas and Deacon will be closed, along with the southbound freeway exit at Barron. And both days between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30, there will be one lane of traffic. Punishment has been decided for a former Madisonville policeman who had methamphetamine planted in his ex-wife's vehicle during a custody dispute 2.5 years ago. Jeffrey Covington, who gave up custody of his two children and resigned from his job, will also give up his peace officer's license, serve 30 days in jail, and be on court probation for 5 years. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted him of retaliation. Covington and prosecutors made a sentencing deal where charges of official oppression and drug possession were dropped. Investigators say Covington arranged for a police informant who later cooperated with prosecutors to put the drugs in his ex-wife's car before she was stopped and arrested. Charges against Laura Covington were dropped. Tuesday's annual shareholders meeting of Wells Fargo Bank in San Antonio include a rowdy protest.
We got sold out.
Protesters like Josh Zimmer told bank executives that 6 years after the housing collapse, Wells Fargo continues pushing low-income people out of their homes.
Wells Fargo's mortgage servicing practices are harming people in communities around the country.
Former homeowners describe Wells Fargo as unwilling to work with them to modify their loans so their families could stay in their home. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Governor Perry visited Independence last month to be baptized in the same creek as Sam Houston. The baptism victim, first reported by the Texas Tribune, was witnessed by family and close friends. A spokeswoman says Perry wanted to reaffirm his commitment to his faith in a way that holds great personal meaning. The location in Little Rocky Creek is the same creek where Houston was baptized before becoming the seventh governor of Texas in 1859. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you're built like I am and you have a pickup truck, let's just say that your friends like you to help them move a lot. Well, with the new Sleep Number bed that I've got, that's not near as big a deal because after a day of moving furniture, I just dropped my Sleep Number setting down 10. I usually am a 65, but after moving this past weekend, I used a 55 and just kind of sunk down into the mattress. And now they've got this new technology that makes it even better. If you sleep cold and she sleeps hot or vice versa, they have the Dual Temp. It's a layer that allows each of you to select your ideal temperature at a simple touch of a button. And best of all, it can be added to any mattress brand, even if you don't have a Sleep Number bed. It's a revolutionary solution for couples who can't agree on the right sleeping temperature. Features like active air technology, which heats or cools each side of the bed. And like Sleep Number beds, it's dual-sided, so you can both have the adjustment set to whatever you want. Easy to find on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. Drift in and get your Sleep Number checked out. Mine is normally 65, but that's the cool thing about Sleep Number. It can change. Oh, and by the way, the Dual Temp layer is available only at Sleep Number stores, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton. Colonel West is a former U.S. representative. He is a highly decorated Army officer. He is a Fox News contributor and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at brazosgop.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station Hilton.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest, May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids' activities, plus food and drink. Visit mayfest.org. That's M-A-I-F-E-S-T.org.
7:37, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For today, lots of sunshine can be expected. Temperatures during this afternoon mostly averaging in the middle 70s. For tonight, it's clear. And on the cool side overnight, down between 46 and 50 by early Thursday morning. Another fine day for Thursday with mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures mostly in the mid-70s, falling down to the low 50s on Thursday night. And then partly sunny and a bit warmer Friday, back up to 75 to 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I was proud of our guys for staying in the moment and staying in the game that we have.
That's Coach Childress following the Aggie wins over the Texas State Bobcats. Lady softball gets cranked up today as they start to wrap up their season. And we'll have a whole lot more than that coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes or so.
There you go. 7:38, Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thanks. I'd like for you to first comment on the revelations that came out in the CNN report having to do with the Veterans Administration facility in Phoenix. Obviously, since you're a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Gosh, this was a huge disappointment for us to hear this. We've known for a long time that there are cultural issues in some parts of the VA, and the revelations that came out last week were just horrible. The VA has this culture where it doesn't address the issues of poor leadership. The person that was running that part of the VA out in Phoenix had actually had earlier in her career had another career ender type behavior, but she got moved to another location and then sat there for a while, and then they put her in Phoenix, and then we find this out. We had a meeting with several of the veterans, with virtually all the veteran service organizations in the country yesterday, and the subcommittee chairs and the chairman of the VA committee, and we promised them we're going to get to the bottom of this, and hopefully we're going to find a way to get the VA's attention so that we can get them to start taking care of our veterans. I think what this does do, though, it serves as a catalyst to bring up the question is, the big question is, how do you provide better and more timely care to our nation's veterans and still do it in a way that the taxpayers, where the taxpayers are getting value for the dollar? And I think by having this great big bricks and mortar VA structure, we have failed our veterans. And so I think we need to look outside the box and come up with a new model to deliver vet health care. We brought that up with the veteran service organizations yesterday, and usually they've always pushed back hard. But yesterday, I think they were ready to talk about it because they realized the current system is failing our veterans.
Bill Flores is joining us this morning. One of the things that I recall from a campaign, and I want to say it was maybe even before you were elected, that the idea was put forth that possibly entry level into the care system would not have to happen at a VA facility. It could just happen maybe at a clinic or a hospital in the hometown of the veteran, and then it moves over to the VA, because it seems like these were people basically waiting to be seen within the VA system. Is that a feasible idea, that there be a situation where the entry level into health care would not have to be at a VA facility?
Well, that's one idea. The other idea, and this came to me back in 2010 when I was first running for this seat, and it was based on a meeting I had with about an 80-year-old veteran in Madisonville, Texas. He and his wife were standing in front of me, and she was like 78, he was like 81, and he was complaining that he had to drive to Houston or drive to Waco to get health care coverage. And my thinking was, he asked me, he said, why can't I go to my local doctor here or for more advanced health care, drive over to College Station or Bryan? And I didn't have a good answer for him, so I started talking about it. Of course, Chet Edwards immediately ripped me apart for saying I was going to destroy the VA health care system. And so I think we need to look at maybe giving them a TRICARE card or some sort of an insurance card, and they go wherever the heck they want to. We still keep the VA infrastructure for the areas where the VA has centers of excellence, like traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress syndrome, crush injuries, burn injuries, polytrauma-type situations. But then the rest of the system, let these patients go out into their local communities to stick with the doctors they know. And we brought that up yesterday with the VSOs, the Veterans Service Organizations, and you, like I said, in the past they've always pushed back. Today, I think they're ready to talk, because if you think about it, what is the goal? Is the goal to take care of bureaucrats, or is the goal to take care of veterans? If the goal is to take care of veterans, then you really are indifferent as to where they get their health care. You just want them to have great health care.
Now, when it comes to, again, because you began the conversation saying this may be a systemic situation. Here's a person who had not performed well before and yet eventually is elevated again to a decision-making position and has made another bad decision. What really can we do in this system, as big as it is, the federal government, the VA, as big as it is, how can we really ferret out the systemic problem and get this thing closer to being right?
Well, what we need to do is we need to have personnel policies where the senior level employees of the VA are at will employees instead of civil service employees. Where if somebody screws up, you do like you do in the private sector, and you go fire that person and you put somebody in that job that is capable of handling the job. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. So we've got a bill in front of the committee now. It's actually in front of my subcommittee. It's called the VA Accountability Act. It's that gives the Secretary of the Veterans Administration almost carte blanche power to fire a sub-performing member of the senior executive staff, senior executive service. Now, Secretary Shinseki has pushed back on us and said he has that authority today. We're saying, well, hell, why don't you use it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a perfect example as to why this person should have never been in this position to be able to put the country in a position to lose 40 vets while they're waiting for health care. And so I think this particular revelation on Phoenix gives us, again, a catalyst to get that passed. And we better, you know, at this point in time, I've always been a big fan of Secretary Shinseki, but he needs to start waking up and using, if he's got the power, he needs to use it. And I don't really think he has the power. This law, this act, will give him that power, and then I would expect him to use it then.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't think. Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, I can't think anyone wants the veterans to not be able to get the care after their service that they deserve. So
I hope
we can move forward on that. Now, I know that you have a funding vote that's coming up. It obviously has nothing to do with this. This is appropriation rather than operation, but you do have a vote on the VA this week. Is that right?
That's correct. Today, actually, we're going to have the appropriations bill to fund the Veterans Administration for fiscal 2015 and also part of it for fiscal 2016. That bill will be on the House floor this morning. Tomorrow morning, we'll have our second of 12 appropriations bills, and that's the bill to fund the legislative branch for fiscal 2015. So we're starting the appropriations process the earliest it's been started since 1974.
Well, that's
some things are working.
That's good. We're glad to hear that. Bill Flores joining us this morning from D.C. as the Congress gets back underway this week. A little bit of news yesterday about the Speaker deciding to talk to some Republicans who have not been happy with him in the way that he's handling the immigration issue. Were you part of that group? How do you feel like the Speaker responded, and what do you see coming out of this?
Yes, I was part of it. It happens, every week when we're in session, the first morning we're here, we have a GOP conference, and we had that yesterday. And the Speaker explained the remarks he made as well as the context of the remarks in the audience. And I was satisfied with his explanation as to what he was trying to do, as far as what he was trying to say. The media is always chasing him around, and they're always trying to find a way to take what he says and envelop it in controversy. And some of my colleagues grab onto that controversy and make a big deal out of it. And really, there just wasn't that much there, if you will, in terms of his comments that he made last week. But it always makes for good newsprint to be able to say that there's a big controversy in the Republican Party. I didn't get that same impression from what he said.
Well, it's a cottage industry. There are a lot of people make money off of that, so that's I guess that's the reason they have to do that. I'd like to get your comments on the situation as far as Representative Michael Grimm is concerned.
Well, under our government system, you are innocent until proven guilty. Now, the indictment that was handed down on Michael Grimm sure has a lot of smelly stuff in it, and if he's guilty of any of those, well, he certainly should not be serving as a member of Congress and probably needs to have some jail time as well. I think we're going to have to let this wind through the court system. I think there was a little bit of politics played in the indictment because the indictment came out 2 weeks after the filing period had closed for the congressional seats in the state of New York. And so now we can't put a replacement for Grimm on the ballot, and his name will be on the ballot. And with this cloud hanging over him, it's likely that he'll lose that seat.
That's probably the only Republican seat in that part of the state, isn't it? I mean,
it
I don't
is.
Know.
It's the only New York City Republican seat.
Interesting. Well, and then finally, over on the other side, the Senate may have a look at XL pipeline again. We're starting to hear that rear its head. Harry Reid said that he may allow that to be a vote. This discussion we had this morning was maybe only with the possibility that the president wouldn't sign it. What are you hearing about what's going on in the Senate with XL?
Well, I haven't heard that much. I can tell you there are several energy state Democrats that would like to see that bill hit the Senate floor so they could vote for it. And Harry Reid, up until now, has been very careful about what he allows to the Senate floor. I'd love to see the House and the Senate pass a Keystone XL pipeline bill and send it to the president's desk and then watch him veto it. But I don't, I don't know whether Harry Reid will actually do that or not. He runs that place with a pretty tight fist, and so I doubt that he's going to put the president in a position to have to veto this, what most of America wants to see done.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value.
We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
We all experience times of worry, but some people suffer from full-blown fear and anxiety. It can be a daily, almost crippling way of life for them, as well as for everyone around them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you know someone who suffers from high levels of fear, here are a few things you need to keep in mind. First, don't dismiss their fears, no matter how irrational they may seem to you. Our staff counselors say that minimizing someone's feelings will make them feel even more isolated and alone, which will only intensify their anxiety. Also, don't think that talking about the fear will make it worse. That's not the case. In fact, open conversations can actually diffuse fear by acknowledging it and bringing it into the open. And don't underestimate the importance of faith either. Most fears are caused by the knowledge that many situations in life are beyond our control. And that's why a deep faith in someone greater than us who is in control can bring greater peace. Finally, seek help from a professional. Fear and anxiety often have deep roots, and reassurances from family members, no matter how well-meaning, will offer little comfort. Talking with a counselor and considering the use of medicines can greatly reduce the power of fear in a person's life. To speak with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking. 24 hours a day, she was shedding all the time. And it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
Petey stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It was Aggie baseball game number 4,000. It was win number 5 of 6. And boy, did they spread it around the lineup en route to a 9-2 popping of Texas State. The Aggies pounded out 19 hits, including 5 doubles and 2 triples. All 9 A&M players in the starting lineup recorded hits, so the bats were hot and so was the pitching. Corey Ray earned a win for the Aggies, his 3rd in a row as a starter, allowing just 2 runs on 6 hits and 3 walks while striking out 4 over 6 innings. Here's Coach Rob Childress on his starting hurler.
He got out of the bases loaded, no out jam in the first, and thought he settled in and did a really nice job. And the guys behind him did as well. And, you know, less a bad hop single. We don't give up a run tonight. And, you know, from an offensive standpoint today with the wind blowing in, I couldn't be more proud of our approach on a tough night to hit, to have 19 hits against a really good pitching staff and team in Texas State. I was proud of our guys for staying in the moment and staying in the game that we have.
The Aggs host the number 5 LSU Tigers at 6:35 to start a 3-game series on Friday at Olsen Field, all carried live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The number 24 Texas A&M softball team finishes their regular season with 4 home games this week, beginning with a doubleheader against Lamar today at the Aggie Softball Complex. The first pitch is set for this afternoon at 4. Game 2 follows approximately 30 minutes after the final out of Game 1. On now to the NBA dust-up. The NBA has moved quickly to put the Donald Sterling controversy well behind it.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Commissioner Adam Silver banning him for life and adding $2.5 million in fines after confirming that he was indeed the person on the audio recording making racist comments. Commissioner Silver also says that he's going to try to force Sterling to sell the Clippers franchise.
I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
The sale is only possible if 3/4 of the league's 29 owners agree. This is all stemming from the TMZ release of the Donald Sterling audio tape taking issue with his girlfriend posting pictures of her with African-American men online. So how did the Clippers hold up with all this over their head? Well, the distraction didn't seem to be one. DeAndre Jordan had 25 points to lead the Los Angeles Clippers over the Golden State Warriors 113-103 and take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Western Conference quarterfinals. The Washington Wizards are the Eastern Conference semifinals for the first time in 9 years after a 75-69 stifling of the Chicago Bulls. Memphis took a 3-2 series lead over the Thunder with a 100-99 win in Oklahoma City. Houston Rockets are gearing up for Game 5 tonight. They're in Portland. They tip off at 8:30. The Spurs are in Dallas to take on the Mavs, and they tip that one off at 6. In the MLB, Adam LaRoche hit a tying double in the 8th and then the go-ahead single in the 9th last night to lift the Washington Nationals over the Houston Astros 4-3. Derek Norris drove in 3 runs with a pair of doubles as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 9-3. Rangers skip Ron Washington says the bats just aren't coming through for the Rangers right now.
We're not clicking. You know, we're not many opportunities in the middle of our order. And past couple of days, bottom half of our order is the guys that's been getting opportunities, and we just haven't been able to come through.
Some of the Rangers' problems stem from injuries, and they're going to add one more to that. Rangers third baseman Kevin Kosmanoff will have a second opinion before having a herniated disc in his lower back surgically repaired. Good news, though, Texas assistant general manager Thad Levin says second baseman Jerickson Profar had an MRI and could start swinging the bat. Profar tore a muscle in his right shoulder during spring training. And we'll wrap things up with a couple more A&M pieces for you. The men's and women's tennis team will begin the road to the national championship at home. The NCAA selection committee announced yesterday that the Mitchell Tennis Center will host the NCAA first round action May 9th through the 11th. The guys start off with an 8th seed while the ladies are seeded 10th. And finally, another pair of Aggies were selected as SEC Runners of the Week following the Penn Relay performance of Wayne Davis II and Olivia Opone. Each defended their individual titles at the world-famous track meet. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef, covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art, fully staffed laundry. Believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't.